Let's see. I will now share my experience, strength, and hope for the next 10 to 15 minutes. Can you set it for 15?
Yes.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Terry. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi,
Thank you.
Terry. Terry.
Every time I'm asked to have a long share, I always pray to be honest. And so I hope that I do so today. So what it was like, what happened, and what it's like. What it was like. Well, I grew up in a house with two parents that stayed together until my mom passed away a couple of years ago. I was one of four children. I was a smart little kid that read before she went into kindergarten. I was a teacher's pet. I graduated third in my class in high school. I was most outstanding in my major when I was in college, and then I went to law school. In my life, I have never been at an ideal weight. I come from a family of addicts on my dad's side and people who love food on both sides of my family. My great grandfather died in a at the Norwalk State Hospital from alcoholism.
Wow.
And that's not a story that my family readily tells. On my dad's side of my family, there are some compulsive overeaters, there's some drug addicts, there's some alcoholics. Not so much on my mom's side of my family. But I have loved food since I can ever remember. I love reading about it, watching it on TV, cooking, shopping, eating, all kinds of all everything having to do with food. So, because I was just slightly bigger than my friends when I was in school, I felt fat. I look at the pictures now and I'm thinking that that person is fine. But I wanted to wear the clothes that they wore. I wanted to, when you're young, you want to fit in. Even though I'm kind of a rebel at heart, I wanted to wear the clothes in junior high school that the other kids were. I don't know if you remember those Dittos that had the saddle on the butt. Yes, that was the thing. I developed breasts when I was in sixth grade. And probably in my first diet, I ever thought, oh, I'm going to try to shape shift my body was the cabbage soup diet. You read about the cabbage soup diet, and it's okay. I still make the cabbage soup. I just don't follow the rest of the diet. But you eat soup when you're hungry, and then you have like bananas one day and tomatoes the next day and beef the next day. It worked. All the diets work for a little bit of time, but if they're so contrary to what you normally are, it's very difficult to maintain. So what happened next? I went on a variety of different diets that all worked. My story is that I'm down 70 pounds and then it seems like instantaneously back up 70 pounds and then more. When Oprah pulled out that wagon of fat, I went on Optifast and I didn't eat anything for 4 months other than the powdered liquid. And I lost weight. And then I feel like as soon as my recollection is, as soon as I ate a pretzel, I was back up. I have done a variety of high protein, low carb diets. I've done Lindora, where that is the diet, plus you get shots I did that twice. I looked at gastric bypass surgery and decided not to do that. Currently, I am on Victoza, which is one of those GLP-1 injections. All right. So this is a body. This is a body. You know, that's probably why my ancestors survived, that I have a body now that likes to hold on to, who likes calories and likes to hold on to them. And so that's what happened as far as my dieting history. So then what happened? 11 years ago, I walked into this room. I walked into a Wednesday step study meeting and they were working on the 11th step. That was May 7th, 2014. There were two people in the meeting and they were on the 11th step and they were writing. And the reason I had decided, I don't really know why I decided to walk in the door, quite honestly. I had been to another OA meeting. I think it was at the Covina Library, but I'm not sure. And walked out and laughed, and I thought, this is ridiculous. So I don't know why OA this time came to me. It's that my underwear was strangling me. You know, my clothes were too tight. I didn't want to go to the next size. I could not think about another round with Weight Watchers. I'm not disparaging that. It's a fine program. All of these diets I've done in the past really kind of are incorporated on in how I make my food choices today. So I could not bring myself to do it again. I thought, I'm never going to get to goal weight. I'm going to be paying forever. You know, because in that diet, when you get your goal weight, you don't have to pay anymore. So I walked in the door here and I felt good because I raged against God and I read it out loud like you do in a step study. And the people there just said, well, okay, many people feel that way. See you tomorrow. And I didn't feel preached at. I didn't feel like I had to believe any particular thing. As a matter of fact, I got in a car accident when I left here and I felt so calm. Somebody rear-ended me here on Arrow Highway. I felt so calm. I'm like, well, it's like, okay, let's just write down the information. And no, it wasn't, there was no injury. It was like a little fender bender. So then I came to a meeting every day. There was a lot more meetings in person than there are now. There were a lot of meetings in Claremont, a lot of meetings here, day and night. Things have kind of changed now with the Zoom. And I was more willing to drive at night, so I was coming to evening meetings. And it seemed like for the first 3 years or so, I lost a lot of weight the first year. I lost like 70 pounds, which is my norm. I kept it off a year. My plan at that point, and it worked well, I just never have been willing to go back to it, was one fruit, one vegetable, one protein, one grain, 3 times a day. Yeah, it worked pretty good. But I was kind of using this like a diet with God on the side. But I tried doing the act as if. I really tried to swallow the big book. Which is very difficult for me. Even now, when I read it, some sections speak to me, and some sections I really rage against. And it's okay. I can rage against it. You know, swallow the fish whole and spit out the bones. So, and one of the first sections that my sponsor had directed me to in the big book was not to have contempt without prior investigation in the very back of the big book, the appendix. And I much preferred the OA literature. The first book I bought was the OA 12 and 12, the workbook that went along with it. Then I bought the big book. I answered the questions in the workbook even before I had a sponsor. I didn't like the idea of having a sponsor. I thought, like everything else in my life, I'll just do this by myself. I'd been successful in every other part of my life doing that by myself. I thought, I self-studied for the bar exam. Certainly, I can do this. But I can't. This is the one area in my life that I feel like I really have not had a lot of success. And so after maintaining my weight for a year, I decided to add some things in. I'm gonna try this. And my weight crept up. It was at that time. It was at that time that I was on the skinny board. I did the briefs for a while, and then Lee, I don't know how many of you remember Lee, nominated me to be the chair. So here I am gaining weight, and I'm the chair. And let me tell you, if you ever want to learn how to work the traditions, get on the board. Because this, I feel like the steps kind of teach you how to deal with yourself, and the traditions teach you how to deal with other people. And yes, so here I am. Okay, so I came in, I was going to show a picture of myself. A lot of you have seen these pictures. They're from a trip that I took with my brother, Anthony. And it was a great trip. This is let's see, how about this one? So this is me. You probably recognize this. This is the Hearst Castle.
Oh,
I did a lot of things on that trip.
Well,
I'll pass this around if somebody wants to take a look at it. Okay. It was a fun trip. We did a lot of things. On the cover, we rode those, what do they call those things? The
Segways.
Segways. Oh my God, so much fun. So my brother and I are big, and we're riding these Segways. We brought our bikes, we rode our bikes, we rode our bikes across the Lionsgate Bridge and in Canada. And we did a lot of things. And this is right after I kind of felt like I had a little bit of a nervous breakdown in 2010. I quit practicing law. I've never really gone back to practicing law. I do a little bit of work on the side, but I really never have felt like I've gone back. Sometimes I say that I've spent millions of dollars on my mental health by not going back to work as an attorney. Okay, so we were talking about three years in, no, 11 years. So where are we now? What am I doing today? I go to a couple meetings a week. I go to this meeting and I go to the Tuesday meeting, which I really like. It's a small little meeting. You guys should check it out if you're free on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Reading, writing, meditation. Yeah, it's good. Discussion. I engage in fellowship after this meeting by going to coffee or breakfast or whatever, talking to other people. Sometimes I hang around and talk to other people. Sometimes I go out and talk to other people, but that really is where I have learned very helpful things in program when you can talk one-on-one to people. I think it's very beneficial to come early and stay late. What do I do with my food? Okay, so I'm taking the Victoza right now. That was prescribed to me for my blood sugar. My blood sugar is doing okay. I've lost, I don't know, 20, 25 pounds, something like that.
Right.
When you feel like you want to throw up all the time, it ain't so hard to
Yeah.
it ain't so hard to not want to eat. But I've been thinking about this. I physically needed some type of barrier to stop me from eating. And but I still need this program to deal with my head, because even if I feel nauseated, I still want to eat. It's the craziest thing. I remember I had COVID back in the early days, and I lost a chunk of weight, and I did not want to eat then. I was really sick, but I was thinking, gosh, I should get this more often so I could lose some weight. All right, you, Sherry. I have a sponsor that I speak to twice a week on Friday. On Wednesday, we just kind of chit chat and check in. On Friday, we read from the big book and discuss. Whenever one of us wants to stop, we'll say stop, and then we talk about whatever the thing is. I am back to being chair of the intergroup again. We've had some great events. I brought with me the book that we did at the last event. I'm not done with it, but everybody had a lot of fun. So I left this as one small step can change your life. And it says identify small moments. So this is starting from a seed into a seedling. This says think small thoughts. Small things with great love. It's not how much we do, but how much we love what we're putting into it. It's not how much we give, but how much love we put in giving. To God, there's nothing small. This is take small actions. Ask small questions. Small questions create a mental environment that becomes unabashed creativity and playfulness. So this is a woman throwing leaves in the air. I had really, art and creativity really has been a large part of my recovery. So there's that. Solve small problems. By training yourself to spot and solve small problems, you can avoid undergoing much more painful remedies later. If I had just been able to stick with my one fruit, one vegetable, one protein, one grain, I would not be taking shots to make myself feel like I want to throw up. So, but there you go. And the road is long and winding. So I think I just, oh, let's see, one more page. It's not what you're getting away from, it's what you're getting away to. And so there's a picture of a woman in the pool. There's a person on a bridge. And there's some people hugging each other here. So that's kind of nice. So, I think I'm going to end. I'm thinking that, what do I want to end with? Early on in my program, much as I rail against God, sometimes I get messages from God that, and this is one of them, that I have said to myself and other people, that I love you from the tip of your nose to the tip of your toes and everything in between. It's been a helpful saying for me to say to myself, and I hope you say to yourselves. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
So it's the Terry Show today, because I'm the secretary of this meeting. We'll now have the treasurer's report.